So, next week, we will have class on Tuesday. We have open lab on Thursday, and we have open lab the following week. Now, the following week, I will also give you your final, because your final is due whenever they have it posted, and I don't know what day it's posted for. But I give you the final a week ahead of time. And so you can start working on it during that kind of last week. And the final is, you know, open notes, open book and everything, but it will take more than 2 hours. And so that will be available that last week. So you can work on it and ask me questions in the lab. So I will be in every day that week, the lab week, but it will be a lab, not a class. So you can come at any point. Okay, so this time we are going to look at just a little bit about file writing, because if you read what they say about it, they basically say you should use a database if you're serious about keeping the data. What a file is a nice thing if you're doing a quick test and you want to keep something and just bring it up again. So we're not playing with file a lot. So the first thing I want to do is this very simple version, which is back in CIS 120. So if you go back to CIS 120 and you look at the read and the write, and I'm just going over those. So if you go back to CIS 120, the last two things were project write text, creating a file, project read, reading a file. So, and for you who weren't here, the web thing that we looked at, look at what I put up on my website, because it turns out that the difference between 15 and 17, there is a big difference in the getting started on the website. If you have 15 at home, you're all set with the book. If you have 17 at home, then you need to look at my notes. Okay, so I'm going to open this file, open, and again, this is under CIS 17, or 120 rather. 120, that used to be 17. And I think I remembered to open it. So very frankly, this strikes me as the easier way of doing it. Okay. So I can write a file. Okay, so this is the way I set it up. And I set up, actually, that light's probably been on all day. Got it. Shouldn't be. When I turn around and look, that's a lot easier. Okay, so it starts out and it says dim data write. And that's a word that I made up. So I'm dimming data write. And I'm going to have it a bunch of concatenations, which include the text number, the text ID number, which is what people are going to key into the box, the text name that they're keying into the box, the text major they're keying in, and then the VB control live feed, control and carriage control and line feed, which will basically end up putting it on each line. Okay, then down below, I say, okay, my computer file system, write all text, and that's a copy and paste. And I give it the address, and then I tell it the word that I dimmed up here, data write. Okay? And I always forget what the true is. Represents a Boolean true or false. Really? Neat. Okay. Write all text. The name of the file, text as string, append as Boolean, okay. So that is whether you have the ability to append, I think. Okay, and we'll see that in the other ones. Because it says append as Boolean. Okay, so I then write the things to that file. Now, I'm not going to put it there. I'm going to just go ahead and put it on my H drive. And I'm not going to put it in a directory. I'm just going to make it like that. And I will make that spring of 19. Okay, so I am going to write it onto the H drive. And I'm going to call it studentS19.txt. And then once I have written it, I'm clearing out all the text boxes and putting the focus back on the ID. And the end, I have end, but I could obviously have me close as well. Okay. So if I run this, one, two, three, John Doe, major CI, and I say write. And at the point I click the write, it would have given me a problem if it couldn't execute it and couldn't find it. So 222, Susan Ash, also a CI major, write it. And then when I'm done, I just hit end. Okay. So I've now written it onto the H drive. So now I can open a read. Okay, so I'm going to close this. I don't think I did take a picture. File close solution and file open, and I'm going to look for the read. Somehow this got mixed up with the Solution Explorer and properties not opened. And I find it, I don't know about you all, but I find it a total pain in the neck to fix. So I'm just saying, I can cope with this. I'm not going to take the time to fix because you have to line it up just the right way. So now if I go and look at this, I need to change the address again so that it can, and the name, so that it can find the file that I put out there. So I'm now changing this address, okay, so that it can find it. And the rest is copy and paste. The dim my reader is new Microsoft Visual, blah, 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 blah. It's all just copy and paste. So then you come down, and when you click on the button read, it's going to bring in the records. So if I run this, and say, read, that's the first record, that's the second record. And then I'm going to get end of file reached, because there aren't any more records. Okay? So this is, I set up the current row as a string, and I say dim current row as string. And then I say, if not, end of file. Okay? I dimmed my reader up there. If my reader is not end of file, then I take in the data. Okay? And so current row, I take and read the fields on the current row. And then I say current row 0, meaning the first field, is going to go into text ID number. Current row 1 is going into text name. And current row 2 is going into text major. So as you can see down here, the comma is a delimiter. So telling where the 0 is, where the 1 is, where the 2 is based on the comma. And so the comma is the delimiter, and it just moves the data in there. And if it was end of file, it puts out the message end of file reached. And so that's just a very straightforward way if you have a quick and dirty file you want to put out. I mean, you just want to put out a file and keep something. This is a fine way to do it, and it's very quick and easy, and you can then do a quick little read and go in and read it. So it's a very easy way of doing it. This is not covered in the book. The book uses the StreamWriter and the stream read, and we will look at those next. This is an old way of doing it. It had 11 up there, so I'm guessing that means it went back. My date was up there as 11. I'm guessing it went back to 2011 and probably before that. So this was just an easy way that you can write a text file. Okay. Now, what I want to do today is actually have you go ahead and do one. So we're going to open a couple that I did. And if you do them now, then you don't have to do something at homework. The others will have to do something at home. So I want streamline. Come on. I swear I started that with the word stream. Well, let's look on the E drive. I also swear I put it on both drives. But we found out this morning that something I swore I had done, I didn't do, so. But there it is, stream write line and stream read. Okay. And if you have your book, well, I'm going through what's at the beginning of the book, so you can follow along in the book. Do you two have your books with you? Okay. If you need to look at something, there's mine. But I think you can see how to do it. So I started out, and my form simply says, click to create a file button, add the data, and save it to a file. So I wasn't even going to display this. This one I'm just creating a file, and then I can go get it. So if I look at create file, and I did it two different ways. Okay, and again, this is basically taken right from your book. So I start out and I say, okay, button create file. And I set everything up. And the important thing here is that you have that import statement, at the import statement rather, at the top, okay? Because you need to import the StreamWriter. And so if you don't have that import system IO there, it is not going to have included the StreamWriter in what you've got. So you put that input statement in, and then I defined, as the book did, number of students that I wanted to do was 3. They did something other than students, I did students. I've got a file name, a student, an email, a count, and then I set up the StreamWriter. So I said, give the Stu file as a StreamWriter. And then I said, stream file name, okay, because that's the file name up here, so I'm letting them pick a file name, okay? So they can pick what they want to have as the file name. And then I say, okay, I'm going to create it. And I'm doing this in a loop 3 times because I said I wanted 3 different records. Okay, you could also do the end of file test that I did in the other one. And so now it said, okay, Stu file, okay, which is the StreamWriter, is file, create text, and the text that I'm going to create, the text file I'm going to create, is whatever name I gave it up there. Okay. If I am not creating for the first time, if I want to add stuff to it, I use this instead, append text. And append text will add to the file that you've already created. So you'll get other records. So if you've got a file that's already created, you want to add more to it, change that create to append. Okay. And then I said, okay, take in the name of the student, take in the email, and do a write line of the student and a write line of the email. Okay? When I finish with that loop, I close the file and I put up a message box if there was a problem, or I say problem with file. So if I ran into a problem, I just put up a message box that said that. So if I go back and look, this was on the E drive. And I look at my bin debug, which is the default place that things get put. ABC was the file that I put in. And so this is the file that I created. Okay. So I put in Ann, and that's the email. So I said input box, enter the name of the student, I added Ann. Enter email, and I put in an email, and then I did write line, which writes out the student, and write line, which writes out the email. So notice I wrote them both out like that. It has you write both fields individually. Okay, so I'm writing them both out. Now there is another one that I have that is XYZ, and XYZ writes it across going that way. So XYZ writes it across, and if I look at the code further down, this is the code that produces the one that says XYZ. Okay, wait a minute. Notepad. Okay, so I have this one, this piece of code, and this piece of code creates it all on one line. So to do that, it's all the same. Except that I said input box, enter the name of the student, enter the email,
And then I said, bright spring student. And then I said, write a space, and then write spring email. So that tells it to write that, leave a space, and then write that. I could put a comma in there if I wanted a comma separator.
But I put the space. And so it writes that, and that's the basic difference of what I get. Now, the difference in doing that is a little bit in the structure and the fact that I use right versus right line. Okay, so if you compare these two, the first one that I did, I used right line.
Right line, right line. Right line will bring it down to the next line. Okay?
So right line puts in the carriage control and brings it down to the next line. Whereas this one, I did a right, and then I wrote a space, and then when I wrote the last field, I did a right line, which brought it down one. So it was the last one that brought it down when I did the right line. Okay? So I did rights, and then I wrote a space. So right stays on the same line. And then I wrote a space. And then the next one I did a right with a right line so that it would move down to the next line. Okay? So the right line has a carriage control after it that moves it down to the next line. And the right doesn't. Okay. So play around a minute and try to write something that will create a file. And as I said, this is homework for everyone else. Sorry, people. But you get to do it in class because this class isn't very long. The one that appears to be used the most frequently is right line. But if you have the book,
for this gift on the top book.
one creates a carriage, the break.
Right line. Right line. I always have to stop and think.
Okay. But if we create a space, that would keep it from writing on the same line?
No, that's used with the right.
No, I wrote it wrong. Okay, that's fine.
So the right
writes out an individual field, and then you write a space, and then writes the next individual field, followed by a break.
The carriage return. When you write, so the last, when you're using the right, you do it with the last, on the last field.
Basically, right line, if you think about it, the line means go down to the next line.
I still always have to think about it, but as clever as that may be. Now, on this one, you're only asking for a file name. You're not dealing with an address. It says, enter the file name. When you do a create, you're creating the file. So that means that the default place where it stores files is in the folder for that program under the bin in the debug. Okay? So when it creates these files, it puts them So if I come into here and just stream right line, and I go to the bin and then debug, you see the two files that I created. The ABC, which is everything on separate lines, and the XYZ, which has everything, has a record on each line. But they are being stored in the bin debug. So when I go to read them, I've got to move them to the bin debug. If I put an address in, like I did on the first example, then they're there and available. So you can keep working on that in a minute, but this is the read. We've kind of gotten ourselves into looking at it. So with the read, I'm doing the very same thing. So wait a minute to finish up what you're doing and listen about the read, and then we'll be all set.
So the Reed has import system IO again in order to get the screen reader. There's a screen writer and there's a screen reader. And I want to get the screen reader because I use screen writer to write it. Okay, I put in an inbox saying enter the file name. And that's now the name that I want to read.
So it had to be moved over into the bin and debug of this program since I didn't give an address. If I'd given an address, then I'm fine. But I didn't give an address, so it's got to be moved over to the bin debug, which I did.
So then you come down and you say file open text, and it opens the text of the string file name that you gave it. And then you say, okay, stu file readline. And each time it's putting it into a different place, so it goes into string stu, the string email. And then I say, okay, now add these to the list. So if I run this,
I'm just putting it in a list box, which is, I think, what your book probably did. So I'm saying read file, and I say enter the file name. Now I'm going to try this with both ones so you can see what happens. So I'm putting in the ABC, which was everything goes on a separate line. And it comes out just fine.
Okay? Because I said, now show put into a list box. The items, add the name and the first field and the email and the next field, and then add a blank line, basically. I didn't have to add a blank line, but I added a blank line in between.
So this one is using the ABC file.
Okay, so this one is using the ABC file. And the ABC file was the one
that put everything on a separate line. Okay. Then, if I go and run the XYZ, so I'm going to say read file again, and this time I'm putting XYZ in, that's how it comes out. So it doesn't handle it correctly. Okay. I get the name. This is the one where they're all in the same thing. So it goes and gets the whole thing and calls it the name. The next record it calls the email. Next record it calls the name, and then it doesn't do anything for the next three because it took the whole clump. So when I did just the write, it wouldn't work.
Okay, so this is when I was reading the ABC file. And this is when I was reading the XYZ file, which are the files that I created.
Okay. So clearly I had to use the ABC file if I'm going to be doing this.
There's no way to use the space.
Yeah. Now I'm going down at the bottom of the page. And this example, okay, if I try this example, okay, so I'm doing another. Instead of read file, I'm doing another. And when I put in ABC, it gives me this. And when I put in XYZ, it gives me the right thing.
Okay, so when I put in ABC, these three were when I used ABC, and this is when I used XYZ. When I put in ABC, then it went and did a read line, and it got the line, And then when it did it again, it got the next line, which had her address on it. So it got them, it didn't work correctly. What I had to do was do a read line on a file that had them both on the same line, and then I changed it so it wrote out name, email, and string student. So I called the whole line there string student. Maybe I should have called it something else, but I called the whole line the string student in that one. Okay? So that one gave me the right things. So the first example I had to use the ABC file on, and the second example I had to use the XYZ file on. So they both work, but you have to know how the data is stored. Is it stored, every record is, every field is on a separate line, or is there multiple fields on a line? And there are the two different ways to read, depending on how you store it. I expected it to use read instead of read line, because there is a read. But when I started exploring, read line was used in both of these, whereas in the other one I had write and write line. And I have to admit that I didn't play with read. This is not one of those things that if I do this, I do it the way I did it in CIS 120. And just because I really don't care that much about creating a file. So give it a try, and give the adding one a try. And you don't have to do both of them. You can do just one, but get something working. And check it off as a homework that is done. Yeah.
Can I take a picture of your textbook?
Pardon me?
Can I take pictures from your textbook?
Sure.
I need it for this week's homework.
Sure.
Because I don't have it. I don't know where it's supposed to be at. I think you said 2, 3, and 4.
So... this is files, you don't want that. You want the web one? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, this week's, that's due on Thursday.
Right.
You said tutorials,
yeah.
2, 3, and 4.
Yep, and here's web development.
And
yeah,
kayaks.
Here's kayaks. That's 3, 2 is picnic. Yeah, there's 2.
So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do those.
Yeah, no, I figured if somebody had problems, they could let me know and I could do exactly what you're doing. Then they go on and give you some notes before they give you the next tutorial.
Oh, okay. I think that's done all the steps.
So you have not found a problem not to have a book?
I've found plenty of problems.
That's an expensive book.
Yeah, I don't remember if I bought this or not, but when I went to go get my books, all they gave me was a piece of paper with a code for my math class, so I don't remember exactly if I bought this or not.
Yep. You're welcome.
Actually, I have another question as well.
Yeah.
It was on last week's homework. The third program, you said a program that uses two tables that are declared separately and are linked in the processing.
Yes.
What does that entail? Like,
That means do selects on each one.
Instead of
combining them into one combination, instead of using the way out and listing three tables.
Yeah.
And all that,
yeah.
All from them and listing three tables. I want you to bring it in separately.
Just
and
select.
Then use them together.
Okay.
And if you look at my examples, I did that in a couple of them.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
So you want to be up here and maybe do this. Alright. That's got examples and those are the ones I'm talking about.
Okay.
But go back before. If you go to examples on the DB gun app, because this will be
the filter. Okay, yeah, I've gone in here.
You've gone in there,
yeah.
Okay.
I've gone to this one here, gone
to that one. The top one is more than actually book. Okay. And so it has the examples in this, at least two of them. Do the files separately and then combine them.
Okay. Yeah, because I did the other two, but I couldn't figure out the third one. I was like, I don't know what that means exactly.
And this is not using the wizard, right? You're writing all the code.
I think for the first one, I don't know.
Wizard, I'm going to send it back to you.
Yeah, I don't think you've closed it yet, but you'll probably send it back to me. But I think the first one, that one, you just have to drag, right?
No, I don't want the wizard.
Oh, that's the wizard.
So I want you to, I want you using the code. I want you writing the code.
Okay.
So if you go back to my examples again,
yes.
That very first one is under the SQL server. This is under access.
Okay.
Basic and bind on click, I think both take individual fields and maybe grid. Those up a grid.
Yeah,
but if you look at those, it shows you the code to make the connection
okay.
as opposed to the drag and drop.
Right.
And I want you looking at, I want people to have understanding the code when
yeah.
okay. not the drag and drop.
Yeah, because it took me a while to even figure out how to get it so I could drag and drop it onto the form as it was.
Oh, it is.
I couldn't figure it out.
I have to say, hey,
yeah.
My thing that I don't like is when they decide to give me wizards.
Yeah.
And I forget the order I'm supposed to click the button or whatever
yeah, exactly.
it is. I'd rather write the code than try to figure out the clicking. Yeah, and again.
I remember my last question that I had. It was,
You can even ask one beyond that.
How do you get the, when you were doing the database, you have that old DB, I forget exactly what the code is, but every time I would try to run any of the code when I had them at home, it would say, like, old DB, like, wasn't working here, or something like that.
Did you try running the... I suspect you were running the access examples.
Probably,
as
yeah.
opposed to the SQL server examples.
Probably right.
Okay.
Because that's where, like, I don't know. But yeah, I think that was in here. That's why
right,
I was
those were.
Yeah. So if I go into this one.
That's right. And these are still not here, but
yeah.
the database using the SQL server
okay.
is what you want. And unless you purposely didn't download it, SQL Server is part of
DB in the Visual Studio.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't know what I needed the first time, so I downloaded like a bunch of different SQL Server things, and then I realized that it was actually in Visual Studio, so I just had to add it.
That's right.
And then I did that, and it started working.
Yep, yep.
So that took me like 4 hours to do that.
In another case, the book might have come in handy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is actually the only class that I teach that I require a book.
Yeah.
Mainly because I don't think there's enough stuff out on the web that is easy to get to.
Exactly, yeah. That's the hardest part, is finding stuff online, to even trying to figure it out.
And I think this is a good book.
Yeah.
So,
I wish I had gotten it, because the last class, 120, I bought the book for that, and I never even
Yeah, no, as I said, but it's optional there.
Yeah, I know. But
this is the only one I make it required.
Yeah.
Just because I really think it's good. Now, PHP, which I'm, teach this semester too, there's a lot of material out on the web that's easy to access. But for some reason, the VB stuff, to get the right thing to find what you're looking for is painful.
Yeah, I'm pretty used to going through all like the Windows help and everything like that, trying to figure stuff out.
Well, it's a good talent to have acquired.
Yeah, I guess. It's different.
And don't forget to put the import thing in there at the top line, because without that, the screen readers and writers are not available. looking?
Also, yeah.
And that is under your file.